This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Being
a man of increase?
I'm convinced that he's on drugs.
Really? Why?
You got to see the clip going around. Can you, Buck, do you have the clip, like the where he talks about the wintry weather and God blessed him?
I'm so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
You got to see his face as he's saying that, because like she's asking him questions and he gets to that and he just kind of looks up and I swear, that's like you're on shrooms.
Like he's gone.
You're on some ecstasy. Like, and it kicked in. Like, it hit him. Like, in that moment. I'm convinced that that dude is just higher than a kite. It's just, he is a national treasure. I want him interviewed in all situations. No matter what we have going on. Like, he needs to be the spokesman. Like, when he's done playing, he needs to be the White House spokesman.
Being a man of increase?
I can't get enough of that guy.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here.
Look at his look. Watch him. Watch his eyes. I know that look.
Well, right in the middle of it. He does the the coke sniff,
and he just starts smiling and kind of staring off into the distance.
Is he like a smelling salts guy?
He does. Like he's seeing things.
Or
you're
doing
right.
That yayo.
Trust me. I know that look. I've had that look. That's a great look. Not when you're getting ready to play a football game. I just
you are not kidding,
right? Something's up.
It cranks up.
Yes.
And then at the end of it, he's just as jovial as can be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it hit him right during the interview.
Yes, it did.
That's awesome. Good for him. I'll tell you what.
Being a man of increase.
That guy, not my favorite, but boy, he's entertaining.
I can't get enough of him. He gives us so much.
Well, I was teasing this by saying, is this man really going to leave us? But Jace, it appears that he is.
Who's leaving us?
LeBron James is taking a social media break.
What? Doesn't he take these at the end of the year?
Yeah, he usually calls it Zero Dark 23.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you serious?
Oh, I'm serious. Yeah.
He does it at the end of the year. It's when he locks in and he goes.
I know that, but I didn't know he called it Zero Dark 23.
Yeah, he thought the whole Zero Dark 30 thing sounded cool and applied here, which it doesn't, but he rolled with it and took it to reflect his number.
No. Strong no.
Well, here's the quote that he posted. He says he is
on social media?
He is taking a farewell. This is his farewell post.
Oh.
And it is a quote, and it is from Rich Kleiman. Mm-hmm. Who is the longtime manager for Kevin Durant.
What?
Kind of a random person to quote. But
LeBron is quoting KD's manager?
Yes.
So it's not someone speaking for LeBron. He's just quoting KD's manager, and it says, this is how I feel.
He is quoting Kevin Durant's longtime manager, who said, quote, we can all acknowledge that sports is the last part of society that universally brings people together. Mm-hmm. So why can't the coverage do the same?
What?
It's only clickbait when you say it. When the platform is so big, you can make the change and allow us all an escape from real-life negativity. I, for one, find it all a waste of breath.
Oh, my God. Is there someone that takes himself more seriously than that guy? So what he's saying, that we're all too negative, therefore you're now posting on social media about not posting on social media?
Well, he captioned that and he said, damn shame what it's come to.
Okay. So
he's out.
So again, let me point out that you don't want to be on social media, so you post on social media that you will no longer be posting on social media.
Well, cool. Yeah, you have to announce to your followers. He has 159 million followers.
That's a lot of followers.
Isn't that nuts?
That's
on just Instagram. Yeah. He has 53 million on X.
So, and he's taking a break because people are too negative.
By the way, I would like to state for the record here, and I may be wrong about this, but anytime you have almost over 2 million followers on two different social media platforms, you will not be taking a break for long because you can make a lot of money off of that.
Sure.
So by being there.
Is this because, is this like a Trump thing, the platform, and they're all negative? Is that like what we're doing here?
I don't know. And you know what? I honestly don't care. Go away.
Whatever will I do? You know what? I'm just going to turn to Jameis Winston now, because you know what? Jameis Winston is not negative. Jameis Winston
being
is a man
of increase.
Yes.
So he said that this was so apparently he had a little social media flap the day before his big announcement there.
Yeah.
Where he said that everybody on the internet called him a liar because he said he was watching Dalton Kinnick's college games at Tennessee long before the Lakers drafted him. Remember that? He was like, oh, this is the guy.
The internet believes LeBron has a long history of lying about things that he doesn't have to.
I did see, I guess this makes sense because I was flipping through, it was like Yahoo or MSN or whatever. And you know, they do like those, the click through stories, and it was like 8 hilarious times LeBron James lied. So that's okay. Yeah.
He's reading the fake book.
And I did not click on it, but
he always takes credit for things.
The big one is he said that he knew Kobe was going to drop 70 in his last game. And you're like, what? What? Yeah. No.
So he doesn't like that people are calling him a liar. And he says, and with that said, I'll holla at y'all, getting off social media for the time being. Y'all take care.
So people caught him lying, and now...
Well, there's no way to prove that he was lying, but everybody thinks he lies about everything because he's so, I don't know, he's got some insecurity that makes him
high on Dalton Kinnick the other night that he basically gushed over and been like, oh yeah, I've been watching him all along. And everyone's like, I don't really think you were.
Well, he got caught, I remember the one time, because he was talking about The Godfather being like his favorite book and his favorite movie. He got trumped where the Bible thing, and it was at a press conference. Someone asked him what his like favorite scene in The Godfather was, and he couldn't get one scene.
Kind of like them all.
Yeah, he kind of got, what's your fake favorite verse? He didn't have an answer for it. I do remember that. I remember him getting called to the carpet on that. Like, if it's your favorite movie, like, I love The Big Lebowski. That's probably my favorite movie. If someone asked me what my favorite scene was, and I was like, I can't. I love them all. And they were like, pick one. I could pick one.
You'd be like, all right, can I give you 3?
Yeah. As opposed to, you know what, I can't really.
People also point out the whole book thing with him is just a farce because every time he shows up, he's always on the first page.
Yeah. So I think they're right about him, and clearly he's sensitive about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are right.
So now he's taking a social media break.
Just be yourself, dude.
Yeah, well, can't do that.
God.
LeBron. I want to like LeBron James. I really do. Because he's not a bad guy. He's never been in trouble. He's an amazing player. Never seen anything like it, but he makes it tough sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, he's...
All the time.
He likes
his general being. I'll take Jameis Winston all day over him. You get the opportunity to sit down to dinner with LeBron James or Jameis Winston. Who are you going to dinner with?
Taking Jameis all day. I would love to see because everything Jameis says is about Jesus. I would just start trying to find a topic that he couldn't make about Jesus. That would be my game.
How does Jesus react to like a cover 3 versus a cover 2?
I'd ask him like, if the Lord played a position, what would Jesus play? Is Jesus, he's ripped. He's got abs, at least in all the ones I've seen. Maybe Jesus would be like a rangy corner, something like that. Although in reality, he was a tiny Jewish guy. So maybe more like a place kicker, but I don't know. Whereas LeBron, could you have a conversation and try to make it not about LeBron? Could you get LeBron James to talk about something and not have it be about LeBron?
No, I don't think you could. But I also don't even think he would engage with you. He would be above you, right?
So more likely, I'm asked, more likely getting Jameis to talk about something that doesn't involve the Lord or LeBron to talk about something that doesn't involve LeBron?
I think that you could get LeBron to talk about something that wasn't about LeBron, but only for a few seconds before he brought it back to himself.
And that's still about being LeBron. Yeah. So you're saying Jameis, you could get Jameis away from the Lord.
Again, I think it circles back and rather quickly, but maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think LeBron, I just remember, so I was in Vegas at the Wynn the night the Cavs won the championship, and they all showed up at the Wynn. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning whenever they got there.
Yeah.
And they were all having a great time. We saw them all walking into the club and
shirtless
stuff.
J.R. Smith and all.
J.R. Smith, yep. He was there and all those guys. And LeBron wasn't with them. And he had 8,000 people around him, none of them his teammates. And he just walks. All these people are going crazy. Like, it's a celebration. They just won the championship. Yeah. And he is walking stoically, straight ahead, head looking up at the ceiling, you know, like way, you know, kind of almost a snooty walk. Mm-hmm. And he goes into, I think it's Allegro, the little Italian restaurant there in the main part of the Wynn. And he goes all the way in the back and sits by himself with three buddies.
Yeah. That's...
And all the other Cavs are partying, all the fans, like it's a zoo, it's a madhouse, and LeBron's back there eating pasta and sipping a sarsaparilla.
It's probably weird to be LeBron James. Yeah, it's just,
it doesn't have to be though. That's my point.
I don't know.
Go party, dude.
Maybe it does.
No, it doesn't.
I don't even.
You talk about this all the time. This is the Sylvester Stallone, Justin Timberlake thing. We always talk about this.
Yeah, Springsteen like rides subways around New York, and he does just fine. Meanwhile, Stallone, wherever he goes, takes 17 bodyguards. I think the idea is if you didn't bring 17 bodyguards, didn't make a big deal about it, Sylvester, you'd be fine.
People leave you alone.
Justin
Timberlake walks the streets of New York.
Yeah, I just, at the same time, I don't know. I try to have some sort of grace because I think LeBron has handled his celebrity really well, better than most. And I don't know, like from the time you were 15 and being built up like that, is it possible for you to not have your head up your ass? And yeah, he may be a lot and he clearly lies about dumb crap, but for the most part, he seems like a pretty good guy. Good dad, cares.
I don't ever buy that though.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like especially with high level athletes, I just don't buy it. Like Michael Jordan had that rep, but he was a dirtbag behind the scenes. So I just feel like I can never fall into that trap. Mm. But somebody did ask, they feel like Jameis would be more likely to split the bill. Do you think LeBron would pay? Because I'm not sure that he would.
LeBron would pay. He's worth $1 billion.
Well, that's irrelevant. I don't know that he would.
Yeah. LeBron's paying.
I have LeBron on the Godfather audio. Should we do that after the break?
Is it the book or the movie?
It's, well, you'll hear. It's the exchange you're referring to, and the reporter kind of doubles down and is like, just give me anything. And he's like, there's just too much. So we can get it.
My all-time favorite thing when someone is just caught, like,
like Trump, hey, what's your favorite Bible verse?
I can't.
They're all great.
I celebrate.
Just say John 3:16, dummy. Like, it's not hard.
He doesn't know that.
It really is amazing that you couldn't come up with one. And then and then the guy asked him about, are you more of an Old Testament or New Testament guy?
Well, they're both great books.
It is incredible that in that moment you can't come up with one thing. You can't come up with one Godfather scene?
Well, I love cows.
Wasn't that the time when he was doing his Bible bit where he was standing out there and he was holding his Bible.
Yeah, holding
so you would
Bible.
Think for that photo op.
Yeah, someone would just be like, hey, man, just
hey,
one.
Hey, we're going to need
Daniel and the lion's den or, you know, whatever. Like, how many different Bible parables can you just anything, just something.
Well, he could have made up any story.
Yes.
Anyway. He could have said anything. Yeah. When Jesus did this or when God did that. I liked when Moses did
that.
Then people whatever.
People would be like, yeah, that's not in the Bible. And then everybody be like, fake news, see, media, fake news, and then all the supporters be like, yeah! And they wouldn't even know that that's not in the Bible.
It wouldn't matter.
It's insane times.
It is. Except for LeBron, he got called out, and now he's
quitting. Hey, we have points.
Now he's quitting.
Oh, nope, there's a flag.
Nope,
got fired. All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
abbreviated club coming up. We have a hot new AG, but let's hear LeBron talking about, is this the audio of him talking about
the Godfather?
Yeah, it's an Italian press member asking him about
his favorite book and movie.
That's right.
That he's never read or seen.
It is a question not related to the game, but since it has been a lot of publicity yesterday and today about Godfather Part 2, which is the scene or the moment or the phrase or the quote you like more from the movie?
Oh, from The Godfather. It's too many different phrases and too many different lines in that movie to just categorize one.
But which is the one which inspirates you, represents you more?
I mean, each movie is 9 hours long. I mean, what do you want me to do? I mean, there's so many. I don't know. I'll let you pick one and I'll roll with it. It's a great trilogy.
Yeah, he didn't watch it. He's never seen it. Never seen it. 100%. I haven't seen The Godfather in 20 years. And I could name you five scenes off the top of my head. And it is not my favorite movie. It's not even in my top 20. Like, you can't even come up with the horse head? That's
where I would go first, probably. Horse head in the bed.
That's probably the most famous scene. When is it? I think it's Jack that wakes up with the horse head. You can't? The wedding? What's the gal? Is it, I forget what her name is. But you have the wedding reception. I mean, it's kind of stunning.
What if he said the red wedding? And they're like, sir, that's Game of Thrones.
The ambush on the highway. I mean, how do you not have one scene?
It's like, did you know Bruce Willis was dead the whole time?
Well, and how great was it too that the guy was asking him for one scene from any one of the movies?
A scene, a line, a moment. He gave him all these outs. Yeah.
He's like, what speaks
one,
to you?
One,
anything.
One scene, one quote from one of three movies. You just pick one and I'll go with it.
And LeBron makes it sound like its length makes it harder to choose. No, that just gives you more to choose from, buddy.
That's easier. That's like saying you don't have to pick one scene from your favorite like episode of Breaking Bad. Just give me something that happened in the entirety of Breaking Bad. Make something up. Anything.
Yeah, he asked for a quote, right?
He said anything.
End, he asked for a quote, but first he asked for a favorite scene, a moment, anything.
What stands out to you about this film?
Your favorite movie,
well,
by the way.
Well, the cinematography.
Imagine whatever it is, your favorite song, movie, TV show, anything, your favorite place to eat. Imagine someone asking you.
Everything's good there.
Imagine someone asking for one detail about what you claim is your favorite and you can come up with nothing.
I really like the moment where he tells Luke that he's not his father. I thought that was a good part.
Something.
By the way, I don't know if you've heard this too. And I this could be lore. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But when LeBron, I've heard this from people that I trust, but again, not many people are in the room when LeBron comes into Nike.
Yeah.
But there's a whole thing out there about how when LeBron would come into Nike for meetings, if you were in the room with him, you could not speak to him.
I've heard this and I don't know.
You could only speak to the people sitting next to him, which is freaking bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that too, but I
that's floating out there, and I don't know if that's true. That sounds almost not true, but then again, it's LeBron, so I don't know.
I got my buddy that worked, like, he was pretty close up with Nike. Like, he was Kevin Garnett's guy. He's the one that has all the Garnett stories. I wonder if he ever worked with LeBron, because he is in that world. He may actually be able to confirm or deny. Because he may not have worked with LeBron, but he would have known people that worked directly with him because he was up there as a handler.
All right, are you ready for the club?
Float that out there.
You ready for a brief club?
The you're
club
get like is 22 minutes of hot club
that's
action.
It?
The club is my favorite part of the show, but don't ever ask me anything about the club because it's
what's
all.
What was your favorite
it's
moment?
It's all my favorite.
In the club.
I can't pick one. It's all my favorite. It's all.
Yesterday, gay beat up club.
The gay beat up club. We're just going to gloss over that? Do we need to cover that again?
I'm gay, I'm gay, I'm gay.
That never happened.
We have a hot new AG.
Yeah.
Why the big sigh? You worn out?
Thinking about last night at the Hampton Inn.
Thinking about, yeah. I had a whole thing last night, man. It was the last night with my gal being gone. I had to get over to the Hampton Inn. It was late night.
And I've got news from a porn star. Mm. Is what she's saying disturbing or beautiful?
Well, now, tickle me intrigued. Let's go.
That is a tease.
That is a pretty good tease.
That is a great tease.
Yeah, pretty good tease. That's next on The Fan.